This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, a slacker indie motion picture, and some favourite covers of the ultimate summer band. Welcome to episode 192 of A Sonic Youth. This week, a look at the new Pavement motion picture soundtrack, and an indie rock tribute to the late Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Opening the show was Pavement, with one of their, I think, most underrated songs, Circa 1762, from the BBC Radio John Peel sessions. That song is sourced from the newly released motion picture soundtrack for the film Pavement, an experimental biopic concert film on the greatest indie rock band, Pavement. More on that later. But first, a tribute to the recently departed Brian Wilson, the creative visionary of the Beach Boys. Brian Wilson's brilliant songwriting and arrangement led the Beach Boys away from their shiny boy group origins and into her place as leaders of the musical counterculture alongside the Beatles. And so, of course, there are many artists who have been hugely influenced by Wilson and the Beach Boys. Therefore, in tribute, here's some of my favourite indie rock Beach Boy covers. Now, I couldn't find any good indie rock covers of The Eternal Shortening Bread, but we'll start with my favourite Beach Boy cover. Little Honda was written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love for the 1964 album All Summer Long, and it's the epitome of the hot rod rock genre, although it's about a 50cc Honda motorbike. The original has a rather fuzzy guitar sound, which Brian insisted upon, and was fairly progressive at the time. This cover, though, that turns the fuzz way up. It's Yo La Tengo, the iconic New Jersey indie rockers, and this track's from their most famous album, 1997's I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. My favourite part of this song is what is effectively the guitar solo, midway through the track, but it's just one chord being beaten out of the guitar the whole time. Here's Little Honda. This is a Sonic Youth. We're starting off this week's show with a Brian Wilson tribute, and that was Yo La Tengo, covering Little Honda. Next up, a cover of one of the Beach Boys' most iconic songs, one of the very best feel-good summer songs ever. 1963's Eternal Surfing USA was written by Brian Wilson, or at least the lyrics were. The tune was from Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16. The Jesus and Mary Chain recorded this cover around 1988, and is now found on the deluxe version of the Darklands album. It's a grungy, fuzzed out take on the classic, with the typical lethargic Reed vocals. Everybody here across the USA. Can everybody be sound like California? You seem to wear it back. Jesus doesn't too. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was the Jesus and Mary Chain, covering Surfin' USA. Next up is a cover you probably haven't heard before. Girl Don't Tell Me is an excellent piece of jangly indie pop, and a demonstration of Brian Wilson's melodic genius. This track is on the record Summer Days and Summer Nights from 1965, and was also the B-side to Barbara Ann. It's such a good pop song, really the sibling to the Beatles' Ticket to Ride. The cover is by the little-known Australian band Oceanics. They released an EP in 2012 and a full-length album in 2015. They add more of a San Cisco-esque Aussie indie pop sound to it, and it's a great cover. Oceanics with Girl Don't Tell Me. One more Beach Boys cover, and I have to play tribute to Wilson's magnum opus track, Good Vibrations. Promoted as a pocket symphony, Good Vibrations is famously one of the most complicated songs ever recorded. Also famously, it's one of the greatest songs ever recorded. So while this next cover is far from the greatest, I still think it sounds pretty good. It's by English experimental rock group Psychic TV, and it's a fairly true-to-form cover version. I love the colourful clothes she wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of the gentle world, of the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me a time.
are falling over us, time cascading down, and I see you slithering like a snake in a golden crown, rising with fish, a moth to each design, around a black lion with eyes that shine, and I am old, and I am young, waiting to belong.
That was Psychic TV, with their take on the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. To end the show this week, we have two more tracks from the Pavement's Motion Picture soundtrack album. First, here's an artist who was always clearly influenced by Pavement, and became the face of a new generation of slacker indie rockers. It's Snail Mail, covering Pavement's Shoot the Singer. That was Snail Mail with her take on Shoot the Singer. Finally, another song from Pavement themselves. The film incorporates scripted scenes with documentary footage of the band and a musical stage play. This track is a rehearsal version of one of Pavement's most endearing songs, Grave Architecture. Check it out.
Come on in.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.